All right, it looks like we are right at 10 a.m. and we are recording. Is that correct? Yes, all right. Good morning, everyone. We're now on the record. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It is June 20, 2025, Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. We have a fairly full agenda this morning. We have 8 items on it. The first 3 items are essentially procedural. One is a permit transfer from one applicant to another. The other 2 procedure items are null and void requests, which are essentially to void a permit that's not being pursued. The other 5 agenda items are more substantive. 4 of those are conditional use permits. Of those, 2 are accessory dwelling units. And then the 5th item is a flood variance. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits. Also, the proceedings have to be fair and impartial. So I can't have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I reviewed the materials and so have some familiarity with them. Do not know any of the parties, so do not believe I have any conflicts. But if there are any concerns, now would be the time to raise those. In terms of the criteria that I review in assessing the proposals, these are all set forth in the Benton County Code, which is online, and of course the staff report has provided a summary of the criteria that are applicable to each proposal. On the permit transfer, I'm just looking at, are there any outstanding code enforcement issues? Has the applicant demonstrated it has the ability to comply with the permit conditions? With respect to the null, with respect to the null and void request, I'm just looking at whether the permit is still being actively pursued. On the conditional use permit criteria, I am essentially looking at, is there compatibility with surrounding land uses? Is there avoidance of material detriment? Is there adequate infrastructure? And again, I'm just paraphrasing. The criteria are actually fairly more detailed, in particular with some of the accessory uses that also require conditional use permits. So there's specific criteria for example, for an ADU, the accessory dwelling unit requests. Then for a business use, there's specific criteria. We have one business business use proposal. And then for the lodging rooms and the distillery, there's a few criteria that are specific to that as well. So anyway, that's just, and then the flood variance. There's some very detailed criteria for that under Chapter 3.26 of the Benton County Code. But essentially, all I'm looking at is their avoidance of harm to people and property. So that's a very broad overview of the substantive criteria that I'm required to evaluate in assessing these proposals. In terms of the order of this proceeding, typically I will have the planning department present first. They'll provide a very brief summary of the proposal. Then we'll turn to the applicant. If the applicant has anything they wish to add, they may do so at that time. And then we'll open the matter up to public comment. If there is anyone in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on any of the proposals, they may do so. And of course, the applicant will have an opportunity to address any questions which arise during the public comment period. We are proceeding both online and in person. If at any point, particularly for those online, if at any point anyone online cannot hear what's happening in the hearing room, please let us know. Either speak up, or you may use the chat feature to contact the clerk. Just don't submit any evidence that you want me to review through the chat feature. I have no access to it, and we have no way to retain what's submitted that way. And also, sometimes in the hearing, usually most people in the hearing room can hear fine, but occasionally there are issues. So if there are any issues you can't hear, just raise your hand, let me know, and we'll speak up or whatever we need to do. Let's see, I think that's it in terms of my introductory comments. Are there any procedural questions from anyone? Nope. Okay. All right. Well, we will get started, I think, with our first proposal. And we'll do it kind of in the order of the summarized. So we'll do the 3 procedure items first, and then we'll get into the conditional use permits and then the variance. So the first one up is the permit transfer request. This is CUP 20018-004. It's a CUP for a gravel mine permit that is being transferred from GMAC Resources, Inc. to, and there's the DBA is American Rock Products. Who's presenting on that?
So, Shelley, she's online.
Oh, okay. Ms. Mercer, are you online? If you could, I don't know if we can hear you. Can you state your name for the record?
Michelle Mercer.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Okay. And Ms. Mercer, I have reviewed the staff report on this, as well as the exhibits, which include HEM 1.1 through 1.14. Those are all admitted. I have a pretty good sense on this. It does look like on the planning department's recommendation that the haul route agreement with Public Works needs to be completed, and then, of course, the existing conditions need to be complied with. Was there anything that you wanted to add on the proposal?
Nope, that's everything the applicant, Interstate Concrete and Asphalt, have provided us most everything. They have one last outstanding item, which, as you mentioned, was the haul route agreement with the Public Works Department. Once that's completed, okay. Their conditions will be satisfied for the outstanding conditions that were originally proposed in 2018. So the planning division's recommending approval of the transfer.
Okay. I do not have any questions for you, so thank you for appearing online to address that. Is there anyone who would like to comment on the permit transfer? All right, no one online.
Sorry, this is Jana McDonald. I'm online.
Yes, Ms. McDonald, are you appearing to comment on this particular proposal or for something else later on down the line?
This particular proposal, I'm with American Rock Products.
Oh, so you're with the applicant?
Yes.
All right.
I did want to say that we have reached out and communicated with the
Ms. McDonald, let me just go ahead and swear you in real quick. If you can state your name once more for the record.
Yep, Jana McDonald.
Okay. And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. All right, you may proceed.
Yes, I just wanted to state for the record that we have reached out to the Public Works Department and requested to communicate with them to get the haul road agreement completed and set up. So we're just waiting to hear back from them, but we have no problems working with them on a haul road agreement.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anything else? And I think there may be one other applicant representative in the hearing room. Is that correct? Oh, okay. Yeah. Was there anything that either of you wish to add? Is that, I don't have any specific questions. So it looks like you all have documented that you can have the capacity to comply with the permit conditions, and it doesn't look like there are any outstanding code enforcement issues. So, so anyway, thank you on that. And that looked like on my original question on public comment, there was not anyone who wanted to comment on the proposal. So let the record look like there's no one to comment. I am going to grant the permit transfer request. I think it's the criteria for it have been documented. So that decision will come out in writing, will be emailed to the planning department, and will be forwarded to the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy. And that will be, it'll be out within 10 business days, probably before then. You all are welcome to stay for the rest of the hearing, but certainly no requirement to do so since we've addressed this agenda item. So the next agenda items are the null and void requests. Should we do the pit bull pen first? I don't know who's
sure.
present. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So we'll do the null and void request for the pit bull pen. That's CUP 2020-013. I have received all the exhibits on that request, HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.9. I know this request came in earlier, and I'd state it just because there was some ongoing litigation. But it looks like at this point, we know who the property owner is, and the original, I guess, operator, applicant, Ms. Trickett, has supports the proposal. So,
yes.
But Ms. Watts, I should probably swear you in if you can state your name for the record.
Andrew Watts.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just as of this date, all of the on-site activities have ceased. The home has been removed. The property has been completely vacated, as well as the building where the kennel operated has been vacated.
Okay. No questions for you. I just want to check. Is the applicant, I know the property owner has passed away, but is the applicant, or is anyone, I guess, it's a little bit confusing who the individuals were who had ownership interest in this particular permit. It's kind of a unique situation. But I just want to check, is there anyone online who wanted, or in the hearing room, who wanted to comment on this proposal, whether they have a vested interest in it or from the public? All right, let the record reflect there's no one online or in the hearing room would like to comment on this proposal. I will be granting the null and void request. I think the situation's clearly been sorted and permits no longer in use and not being pursued. So the permit will be void. A decision on that will be out within 10 business days. He needs the planning permit. All right, and then we have one other null and void request. That is CUP 24-008. This is an accessory dwelling unit proposed by Matthew Waddle. And then I have exhibits ATM 1.1 through 1.6. Those are all admitted. Are you presenting, Ms. Watts? Okay, you can briefly summarize. It looks like Mr. Waddle has not responded, but if you could.
So on May 30th, 2024, the Benton County Hearings Examiner conditionally approved CUP 2024-008, allowing the applicant 1 year to meet the conditions of approval in order to construct a 614-square-foot detached accessory dwelling unit. As of this date, the applicant has not satisfied the conditions of approval, and the Planning Division has not received any communication from the applicant. So we are recommending approval of the null and void.
Okay, so he has not responded at all. Let me just check, is the applicant online or in the hearing room? Let the record reflect that he is not. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak on this proposal? All right, let the record reflect there's no one who wishes to comment on this proposal. So it sounds like nothing has happened on this permit. He's not actively pursuing it, has not responded.
Correct.
Okay. I will grant the request for to null and void this particular permit. Decision on that will be out within 10 business days and email to the planning department. Any questions or
no?
Okay. All right. So now we'll move to the substantive matters. And we'll probably just take them in order. So the first one we'll address will be CUP 2025-005. This is an accessory dwelling unit proposal from Darren and Kelly Lilly. I have received exhibits 1.1 through 1.14 on that. Who is Ms. Kerner? If you can state your name for the record.
Yep. Elizabeth Kerner.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-005 on March 19, 2025. The applicant, Darren Lilly, is proposing to construct an 800-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 2.42 acres in size and is located in the Rurallands 5-acre district off of East 713 PRNE in the Richland area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 4,000-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comment of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Rural Water Supply Coordinator noted that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling unit to comply with the program. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Gritter. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant present? Yes, is there anything that you wanted to add to the staff department's or the planning department summary of your proposal? Nope. Okay. All right. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal? All right, let the record reflect there was no one who wished to comment on this proposal. So I have reviewed the application materials and exhibits that have been submitted and compared to assess them against the criteria for both the CUP and the ADU. And the criteria are met with this proposal. So I will be approving this proposal. A written decision will be out within 10 business days, and that will be emailed to the planning department. The planning department will provide a copy of that to the applicant, you, Mr. Lilly. Lilly, right? Yeah. And then to anyone else who requests a copy. Any procedural questions on that?
No, I
don't think so. Okay, all right. So you're welcome to stay for the remainder of the hearing, but no need to do so, as we've addressed that. So we'll move to the next proposal. This is CUP 2025-006. This is a proposal from Alma Acquire. I'll check on the pronunciation. And it's for a business use, an accessory business use for a countertop fabrication business. I have received on this exhibits 1.1 through 1.11, and those are all admitted. Who's presenting on this proposal? Ms. Watts, I've sworn you in already, so you may proceed when you're ready.
The The planning division received the application for CUP 2025-006 on April 14th, 2025. The applicant, Alma Aguilar, is proposing to operate a countertop fabrication business. The proposed countertop fabrication business would occur within a 2,000 square foot accessory structure, with deliveries of small supplies expected to occur 1 to 2 times a month, and countertop slab materials transported to the property as needed. Operating hours shall be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., with no customers coming to the location at any time. The property to be utilized is approximately 5.61 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Gerards Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, and the following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division states that the proposal shall comply with all Benton County building and fire codes, up to and including a possible change of use in the occupancy of the building to be utilized. The Benton County Public Works Division commented that the applicant will need to apply for a road approach permit for access to their parking lot, and the Benton County Code Enforcement requests that a stipulation be included requiring all business-related products, equipment, and materials to be stored within the detached shop, specifically items such as A-frames, granite slabs, and mechanical equipment, including forklifts, must not be stored outside of the shop. With that, the Planning Division is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 20 findings of fact and 7 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you. The applicant is, are you, you're present in the hearing room? Is that correct? Was there anything that you wanted to add to the planning department summary of your proposal? I did have just a couple quick questions for you. If you could step up so I can swear you in, we'll catch you on the microphone here. If you can state your name for the record.
Alba Aguirre.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury in the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
And let me check the pronunciation. Aguirre?
Aguirre.
Aguirre?
Aguirre.
Aguirre. Okay. I'm going to try to get that right. So I just wanted to check on the property owner. That is yourself and then Mr. Aguirre. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because it was a little bit difference between the staff report and the application. But okay. I just wanted to confirm that. And then, any concerns with complying with the code enforcement's comment, which has been imported into a
no,
proposed condition?
No, well, okay, so yeah, everything will be contained, yes.
Okay, all right, those were my only two questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. And is there anyone, I guess, so at this point, we'll open this up to public comment. Is there anyone in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal? Yes. If you could step up, then I'll swear you in. If you could state your name for the record.
Officer Noah Lee.
Officer Noah, and Noah, N-O-A-H?
That's correct.
And Lee, L-E-E?
That's correct.
Okay. And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you're ready.
I just wanted to place emphasis on our stipulation in the permit there that all materials related to the business or indoor fabrication of granite marble countertops be stored within the detached 2,000 square foot building there. Just wanted to emphasize the importance of that. I did a drive-by inspection on my way over here, actually, and it appeared that they were not currently being stored in there. So,
okay, so
again, just to touch on the importance of making sure all materials are being stored properly in accordance with the permit.
Okay. Thank you. I know the applicant has noted no objection to doing that, but it sounds like there's some implementation that needs to happen on that. So.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
So at this, any further public comment? Nope. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment either online or in the hearing room?
Nobody online.
Okay. So on this one, there is a key condition that we'll need to comply with. If it's not complied with, there are various mechanisms for enforcement. What one would be for voiding the permit. We heard some null and voids earlier. So it is important that particular condition be complied with. So, but as long as the conditions can be complied with, I do believe the use can be operated consistent with the conditional use criteria as well as the criteria that would apply to this business use that are in the code. So I will be granting the permit, but just know it's really important to make sure that's to that way code enforcement doesn't have to worry about this one anymore. Yeah. So the written decision will be out within 10 business days, be provided to the applicant and the other interested parties. Any procedural questions? Okay. All right. You all are welcome to stay for the remainder of the hearing, but no need to do so. So we will now move to CUP 2025-008. This is a proposal by Carl Knobs for overnight lodging. This is two guest suites in an existing distillery. Who is presenting on this?
That would be me.
Ms. Watts, okay. Saw some nodding from two sides, but okay. Ms. Watts, I have reviewed ATM 1.1 through 1.12, the exhibits here. Those are all admitted, and you may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-008 on May 9th, 2025. The applicant, Carl Knobs, is proposing to construct two guest suites within their distillery processing structure. The proposed guest suites will not exceed a cumulative area of 607 square feet and will be available for business use and distillery patrons year-round. The subject property is approximately 59.55 acres in size and is located in the Growth Management Act Agricultural District off of Orcutt Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division states that the proposal shall comply with all Benton County building and fire codes, up to and including a possible change of use and occupancy of the building to be utilized. The Public Works Division commented that the applicant will need to apply for a road approach, and the Benton County Planning Division requests that the applicant adhere to the following for the lifetime of the CUP. The guest suites shall be used solely for customers of the distillery and shall not be utilized for any other existing or future uses of the property, and spirit processing must occur within the distillery structure in which the guest suites are proposed for lodging to continue to be permitted. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 20 findings of fact and 9 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I don't have any questions for you. Is the applicant present in the hearing room or online?
No.
Let the record reflect that the applicant is not present. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal? Let the record reflect there is no one online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal. Sometimes if the applicant is not present, that can be an issue and I have to keep the record open. In this case, I did not. I reviewed the materials and what Ms. Watts had presented is consistent with what I've seen in the materials. So I do not have any questions for the applicant. So I will be approving this proposal because it is consistent with the criteria for CP as well as for a two guest suites within a distillery. So a decision will be out within 10 business days on that. Will be emailed to the planning department to forward to the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy. Any procedural questions? Nope. Okay. We will proceed then to CUP 2025-009. This is a request for an accessory dwelling unit. I've reviewed the exhibits 1.1 through 1.13. Those are all admitted. Ms. Kerner, I've already sworn you in. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received application for CUP 2025-009 on May 14th, 2025. The applicant, Sandra Stredwick, is proposing to construct a 781 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 1.25 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of North Grosscup Road in the West Richland area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 3,552 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Rural Water Supply Coordinator noted that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling to comply with the program. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval, as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you. There was a comment from the floodplain administrator. And it just looks like there may be some requirements there they'll need to comply with.
Correct.
But there's not anything specific there that I need to address.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is the applicant present in the hearing room? Yes. So is there anything you would like to add to the proposal? I assume you are Ms. Strudwick.
I am.
Yep.
Nothing to add.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal? Nope. All right. Let the record reflect. There's no one who wished to comment on this proposal. So I reviewed the material and exhibits for this proposal and compared it against the CUP and ADU criteria, and I do believe it is consistent. So I will be granting the request for and CUP for the ADU. A decision on that will be out within 10 business days. Will be mailed to the planning department. Copy provided to the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy. Any procedural questions? Okay. All right. So let's see, I think we have one last agenda, and you're welcome to stay for the last agenda item, but no requirement to do so. The last one, request is a flood variance. This is VAR 2025-002. This is proposed by David Carton?
Kurth.
Okay, that's my handwriting. So. All right, on this one, I have reviewed exhibits 1.1 through 1.11, and those are all admitted. Ms. Kerner, represent. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for variance 2025-002 on April 11th, 2025. The applicant, David Kurth, is requesting a variance from flood requirements to construct a 3,000 square foot accessory building in the 100-year flood zone in accordance with the Benton County Chapter 3.26 by obtaining a variance to wet flood proof the structure. The property is approximately 8.91 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of North River Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. In summary, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 14 findings of fact and 3 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Kerner. I don't have any questions for you. Is the applicant present in the hearing room or online?
No.
Nope. Okay. Applicant is not present. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal? Nope. Okay. Let the record reflect. There's no one from the public who'd like to comment on this proposal. So the flood variance criteria are very detailed. That said, I do believe that the application materials and what I've heard from staff today do support issuance of the application subject to the conditions that are outlined in the staff report. So I will be approving this request. Decision on this will be out within 10 business days, email to the planning department, and we'll provide it to the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy. All right, I think we have addressed all of the agenda items this morning. Are there any other issues that we need to address before we adjourn?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your attendance at this morning's hearing. We are adjourned.